Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, every week I like to give you practical ways to empower different parts of your life. It's why we talk about technology. It's why we talk about money. And it's why we talk about parenting, particularly every week, with one specific skill, one specific area of improvement that you can work on to become a better parent. And Shelley Goldberg is our facilitator for this. She's been writing and reporting on these things since her days at New York One, and she continues to do a great job. Shelley, always good to have you back. We hear a lot of something called critical race theory in schools all over the place, and our kids are being inundated with it, and they're going to be forced to confront it. But you want to talk about something else that's critical today, critical thinking skills.
Yes, Kevin, because that's really where teachers should be focusing. Not on critical race theory, which is insane, but critical thinking. Because at the root of critical thinking, it's problem solving. And when our kids leave us, they go out into the world, that's what they're going to need to survive. That's what we all need to survive. Great critical thinking skills. And it's at the root of everything. There are studies that show that great critical thinking skills raises your IQ. There's research that shows that critical thinking skills are the foundation of creative thinking and inventive thinking. And in order to really, you know, work with AI, artificial intelligence, you know, in the future, it's those critical thinking skills that will really give our kids the leg up. So what can parents do? What can we do? Yes, they should be learning this in school, and maybe in your school, your kid's school, they are, and maybe sometimes they are, but there's a lot of rote learning. Even now, even today, there's a lot of rote learning that goes on in the schools. And there are so many ways that parents can help supplement this. Why assume that it's all being done in the school? So there are things, Mom and Dad, you can do. So here are some things. And we're going to revisit this topic because critical thinking is so important to survival, being independent and making great decisions as an adult, that anything that we can talk about to help parents will certainly be helpful. Number one, encourage your kids to ask a zillion why questions. Why? You want your kids to be curious. Other things you can do, get through all different ages, but for younger children, blocks of any kind, basic wooden blocks. Older children, the Legos, fabulous, wonderful. Board games, all of those things increase critical thinking. CT, we're going to call it. Play something called the something in my hands game. Something in your hand behind your back. Give your kids a couple of clues. Then encourage your kids to ask questions to see if they can figure out what it is that you're holding in your hand behind your back. It's a little like that panel show, What's My Line, you know, that was on TV. There's also a wonderful story game. Build a story. Each child has a sentence. The first child around the table says something like, there once was a beautiful castle on a hill. Then the next child around the table adds to the story. But the interesting thing was no one ever came in or out of the castle. And everybody gets a sentence, and they can take the story in any direction that they want. Another great game to play, cause and effect game. So Kevin says to his children, if I eat 10 cookies every day, I might, and then leave it blank. Let your kids fill in the blanks. Encourage your kids to debate. I found this on the Today Show website. 101 would you rather game questions for kids and parents. Questions to ask your kids like, would you rather have the power to fly or have the power to be invisible? Would you rather star in a movie or direct the movie? Would you rather be able to communicate with animals or read people's minds?
Oh, read people's minds in a heartbeat. Yeah, it's no contest on that one. I want to know what they're thinking before they say it.
Well, 101 would you rather. Great ideas for parents. But all of these things, they sound like fun, and they are. They're great fun. But all of them emphasize and strengthen critical thinking. Not critical race theory. Critical thinking, which, again, is the foundation of problem solving and making great decisions. Kevin, your thoughts?
No, you know what? I told my kids a long time ago, I'm not here to be your friend. I have one job as your parent, and that is to teach you how to think and to think critically and to think for yourself. And one thing that's on the list, you could add it for the next group, Shelley. We love to do this as well. 20 questions at the Sunday brunch table. You get to pick a topic, can be a character, a book, a movie, something. But everyone has to try to figure it out. And you've only got 20 questions, and they have to be yes, no's in order to get there. It's amazing how their eyes light up when they think they're onto something. Anyway, appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. And I'm going to try that that build a story game. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to spring that on at brunch this Sunday. Kevin McCullough coming right back.